This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. It's time now for your emails. Last week, Robert Siegel talked with Captain Tajip Singh Ratan, a recently commissioned Army officer. Captain Ratan is the first Sikh in 25 years to serve in the U.S. Army without giving up the articles of his faith, his beard, his uncut hair, and his turban. He obtained a waiver from the Army to do so. Listener Diana Bhatia wrote to point out that there are currently other Sikhs serving in the U.S. Army, her husband included, but they serve without beards and turbans. Mrs. Bhatia writes, while Captain Ratan may be the first Sikh to actively wear his turban, he is indeed not the first Sikh officer in the United States Army. He is also not the first American Sikh officer to have served in decades, nor the first American Sikh to have served in armed conflicts in the past 25 years. Last week, we also heard some voices of the Invincibles, Americans 19 to 29 years of age who do not have health insurance. Dr. William Berger from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, didn't like what he heard.
First thing I will do when I get covered is get this thing in my hip and knee on the right side checked out.
I would take care of some impacted earwax.
Dr. Berger writes, I cannot stop thinking about these superficial comments made by the young adults interviewed for this piece. Essentially, the people interviewed have said they don't give much value to their health care needs and have waited until these services go on sale. He goes on, if the interviewees had saved a little money instead of buying the iPods or iPhones that many of my patients who receive public assistance own, perhaps they could afford the basic and actually fairly inexpensive for the value given medical care they are talking about. Dan Inman of Ephrata, Washington, had a different reaction, especially upon hearing from 23-year-old Nathan Haddon, who said he needs his teeth cleaned. Mr. Inman offered to pay for a checkup. He continues, I am certain that the health care reform is a good idea. I wish it had been in place when my young 20-something son needed a cancer operation, and there was nothing I could do for him. He's alive and fine, thank goodness, but he's still paying month by month after nearly 4 years for the surgery he needed. We'd like to hear from you. To drop us a line, head to npr.org. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there click on Contact Us.